Your Bibles this morning to Colossians. Colossians chapter 3. I want to read one verse of scripture. Colossians chapter 3, verse 17. All right. And whatever you do in word or deed, do all in the name of our Lord Jesus, giving thanks to God the Father through him. Let's pray. Heavenly Father, we thank you again today for your blessings. Lord, we thank you for the love that you give us. Lord, we thank you for Jesus Christ who came and died on the cross that we might have life. Lord, let us be thankful and give you praise, for it's in your precious name we ask these things. Amen. We're celebrating next week. We'll have our Thanksgiving here. I hope you will come. Our ladies will have made dressing, and we have ham, and we have turkeys, and we'll have all the trimmings. You bring them. What's your favorite dish to go with that? And I know we'll have a great day of Thanksgiving. We'll have a special guest that day preaching and singing, and after church, we'll go over and fellowship around the table and hear some more singing over there. It's going to be a great time. You come and be a part of this special day. Today I wanted just to preach on Thanksgiving. Since next week I won't be able to do that, but there's a man that was lost. Ship went down and he was lost at sea. Spent a couple of days in that ocean and finally came to, drifted up on an island. No one knew he was there. He was just on that island all alone and he began to pray. God, would you send a ship to save me? Lord, please let me be rescued. For 2 weeks, he prayed like that. And then he began to think, you know, thank you, Lord, that I have an island here. Thank you for the food that's provided for me here. Thank you that the days that I was in the ocean, you took care of me. I praise your name. And then in the journal there, he said, rescued. Rescued. You see, he turned his thanks from asking God for things to praising God. And so many times, I believe, if we would just praise God for the things that he's blessed us with, look back over your life. I can look back over the life of this church and I can say thank you, God, for all that you've given us here at First Baptist Church in Gun Barrel. Man, we have been blessed beyond measure in this church. The Lord has blessed us with people. He's blessed us financially. Every way you can imagine, God has blessed this church. And I thank God for it every day. I thank God for calling me here. I thank him for leading a young man years ago to preach the gospel, to reach out to people that were lost. I thank God he's blessed me and my family. And I thank God for knowing each one of you who come to this church. You see, you're very special to me. You're part of God's family here. And I thank God for so many that have come my way. I was telling my wife not long back how many people have come through their lives, have touched our lives. Next week I have a list of all those who have passed on since we've been here, close to 200 or better. And husband and wife in a lot of cases just a husband or just a wife, in some cases just a child that's passed on. And I pray that I've got everybody. I'm just human, just like that song a while ago. Sometimes we don't get it all, but I think I've got just about everybody that has passed away in this church in 34 years. Now, I just sat there and I thought about those and remembered all those names, and they just come to me. Now, I had to go back through all the records. And as I was going through those records, I said, thank you, Lord, for those people that have passed by and shared their life of Christ with me. and shared their family with me. You see, the Bible says, whatever you do in word or deed, do all in the name of the Lord Jesus, giving thanks to the Father through Him. We have a command here, a mandate to be thankful to God. Now, folks, that's a command. God commands us to be thankful. It is our duty. It is our responsibility as a born-again child of God to give God praise. Man, I thank you, Rhonda, for that inquiry, and Brother Teddy, for amazing grace. Whew, let me tell you what, if you didn't get saved during that, you should have. That was a wonderful rendition of Amazing Grace. Be thankful to God. I thank God for His perfect will being worked out. In 1 Thessalonians 5:18, it says, in everything, give thanks. For what? It is God's will concerning our life. It's what God wants us to do. If you wonder what God's will is and what you're supposed to be doing, one, you ought to be praising God and giving Him thanks. As we look in the Bible, it seems that everywhere it's a constant command to praise God. It's a constant command as a child of God to give Him praise, constantly, always rejoicing in everything. You see, there's a great example. Paul was a great example of a man who had always an overflowing of praise towards God. Even at his death, he was praising God. He said, I am ready to depart. You see, I give God the praise for my life. Look at what he says in 2 Corinthians 9:15. Thanks be unto God for His unspeakable gift. It is the gift of salvation is what he's saying. We ought to thank God for salvation that He's given us, that unspeakable gift. If you've been saved this morning, if you are a born-again child of God and you know that, it is so, you can't describe it with human words. It's unspeakable. It's very costly. For the Bible says it cost God His very own Son. For God so loved the world that He gave His very own Son, that He would die on the cross for you and I. While we were yet sinners, Christ died for us. Man, if you think about that verse of Scripture, the whole Bible can be preached there in that one verse of Scripture. God commended His love towards me while I was yet an old sinner, doing the things that were unpleasing to God. And yet, God so loved us. He loves you this morning in such a way that He was willing to give His very own Son to die on the cross for you. That's a precious gift, isn't it? The gift of salvation. I'd rather have Jesus than silver or gold. Man, I think of that song. You know, I'd rather die with one penny in salvation than to be the richest man in the world and be lost. Folks, God's salvation, it's such a blessing to us when we receive it as a free gift. And thank God it's an unspeakable gift of salvation that He gives us. And it is a mandate from God. It's a command from God to worship and praise Him. It's our responsibility. Colossians 3:15 says, let the peace of God rule in your heart through that which you are called in one body, and be thankful to God for that. Paul says our lives are to continually praise God. Lift Him up. Gratitude to the Lord. I remember upon a time they were 9 lepers come and He healed them and sent them on their way. And the Bible says one turned back to say thank you. You know, it must hurt God when as His children we are blessed with so many blessings and yet we don't say thank you, Lord. I believe before we go to bed, we ought to praise God and say, thank you for letting me make it through this day. Thank you for giving me food to eat. There's so many places I've been around this world that they don't even have food to eat. When we went to Kenya, man, you know, we take for granted. We'll go somewhere and we'll stop by the store and we'll get us a RC Cola and a whatever, moon pie or a little crackers. And man, we got some peanut butter and crackers. The other day, I think there were 2 for $1. Well, when we was in Kenya, we took those little crackers for our lunch because out in the bush, we didn't have nothing hardly to eat that we could eat. And we were sitting under a tree worshiping God and preaching. Let me tell you something, y'all got it made here. You're in an air-conditioned building or a heated building, sitting on a nice, comfortable pew. They were sitting on a log if they had one. Otherwise, they're sitting on the dirt floor, and they had to hear me preach. Boy, they loved it. Let me tell you something. We hadn't had a preaching service like that. I got up and preached a sermon about Jesus Christ and how he gave his life for us and was praising him and got through. Preacher there said, preach again. I looked over at Mike. Mike went with me, my son's dad-in-law, and I said, Mike, your turn. He said, okay. So he got to start preaching, boy, and he was preaching his sermon. And as soon as he got through, they sing a song. And of course, I didn't know what they're singing, but then he said, you preach. I said, okay. Now, we've been going here for over an hour, well over an hour now. It's close to 2 hours. And so I preached. And as soon as we got through singing that song, you know what he said? You preach. Man, they was going to have church. They were going to have it all day long. What I didn't know, they walked 10 miles just to hear us preach. They left before daylight to get there to hear us preach. And let me tell you what, their worship was all day long. About 4 o'clock that evening, we said, we got to go. They were still ready to hear more preaching. I said, we'll be back tomorrow with preaching. That went on every day, and we saw souls saved by the thousands, folks. And that's no joke. 19,000 came to know Jesus Christ in that week. Not just me, but the whole bunch of us. There was something like 100 of us that went. And we just praise God for every single one of those people. I am still in contact with that preacher. We still support them with our tithes and offerings there. I tell you what, they've had thousands more come to know Jesus Christ. And one day in heaven, we're going to see them. And we're going to pray with them. And we're going to praise with them. And it'll be like that. It'll be preaching all day long and praising God all day long. Folks, Paul said we ought to give God the praise in everything. Found this little poem. It says, be thankful for the sunshine. Be thankful for the rain. Be thankful for his goodness. And thank him for the pain. We've thanked him for our gains. And we thank him for our losses. We thank him for the good times. Have you thanked him for the loss, crosses? Man, we ought to praise God in the good or the bad, you see. Job, he lost it all. He lost his family. He lost his house. He lost his animals. And you know what he said? Sitting there in those with those sores on his body, and as he just scraped those sores to relieve some of the pain, he said, blessed be the name of the Lord. We sit down by our food, and so many times we just start eating and don't even thank God for the food. Give thanks to God in everything. In everything, give thanks. A little boy was in the store. Have you ever gone to a store and they have these cookies and things in glass jars and candy? Well, the little boy's looking at that candy, and he's just drooling all over, wanting to get a piece of that candy, but he didn't have any money. And finally, the store clerk came over and opened the lid to one of those candy jars and took out a piece of that candy and gave it to that little boy. And his mama said, what do you say? He said, charge it. So many times we don't give thanks, do we? But we ought to thank God for every single blessing that we have, folks. If you would just write them down on the pages, maybe you and your wife sit there and say, you know, here's how God has blessed us. You know, how many of you have a house over your head, roof over your head? Man, you ought to be thankful for that. You got a job, be thankful for that. You've got clothes to put on, be thankful for that. You've got a washing machine and a dryer, be thankful for that. You've got all the conveniences. And even our poorest people are better off than some of the ones in the third world countries. We ought to be thankful. The Bible says, thank God. That's a command from God. Our motives. What are the motives? Because it what pleases God. Do everything whatsoever you do, do it in the name of Jesus Christ, because it pleases God. When his children give him praise, it brings honor, it brings glory to God. In Psalm 119, the psalmist wrote in 62, at midnight I was awakened and thanked the Lord. Now, I don't know if you woke up at midnight, you would be thanking God, but you know what? You ought to thank God for it. The psalmist says, I woke at midnight and I praised the Lord. I thank God. Well, there's not too many midnights that you most of the time you sleep through those. But you know, even when we can't sleep, we have things on our mind. We ought to praise God for them. Have you done that? During the darkness of the night when everything seems to be going wrong, you just stop and start praising God. That's what the psalmist says we ought to do. There's a man called Matthew Henry. How many of you know Matthew Henry? He don't live around here, does he? No, he has some of the great commentaries. We read them and study them. And Matthew Henry, he returned one day on his way home from somewhere where he'd been preaching, and he had been robbed. Somebody had broken into his house and stole his belongings. And he said this, Lord, I thank you for being robbed. I thank you that I have never, you know, had much money to be stolen. I thank you, Lord, that nothing that was taken can't be replaced. And most of all, Lord, I thank you that I was one that robbed. I was robbed, not the robber. You see, folks, we ought to thank God just like that by our lives. If we could make a list of those things that God has done for us and just sit down with that list and consider how rich we've been blessed and how healthier we are for being that way and blessed. You see, God is good, isn't he? All the time he's good. So give him the glory. Those old songs says, count your many blessings, name them one by one, and it will surprise you what the Lord has done. This is Thanksgiving. This is a season we can set aside, and I hope all of you will give God the praise. You know, I'm not telling you to be thankful when a lot of problems come your way. You see, I'm not telling you to be thankful when everything isn't pleasurable. See, things come along in life that are not very pleasurable in our life. I'm simply saying, be thankful, for God is good. Don't be thankful for the circumstances, maybe, but be thankful that God's in control of those circumstances. And no matter what happens in your life, you will be blessed because God is in control of your life. One time I was in a hospital and we were praising God because this mother and father had a little child that was okay. But right down the hall, there was crying going on because the father had passed away and that family no longer had a father. One place, God was good. Was he not good down the hall? No. You see, God is good no matter what. God is good in the good times. God is good in the bad times. But folks, God is good all the time in our lives. God is good. Sunshine or rain, goodness or pain, our God is good. He's good. And the results of Thanksgiving? Well, God will be blessed. You know, when things don't go our way and we give thanks, we seem to find power in his precious name. Listen to 2 Chronicles 5:13, one of the most exciting passages in Scripture. Wouldn't it be good that the power and the presence of God are so real right here in our services that we could just claim that Scripture? Oh, man, let me tell you something. When I stand to preach, God's power is felt because you have already prayed. How many of you prayed for service today? Think about it. I asked you Wednesday night, or Brother Perry did, to pray about Sunday. We were going to come and enjoy the blessings of God. Well, did you pray? Did you seek God's face? Did you give him thanks for the blessings that you would receive today? When we enter into his presence with thanksgiving in our heart, we feel power of God in the Holy Spirit. It's already here. Man, thanksgiving gives praise to God. That's what it does. It gives praise to God. It brings power into our services. Wouldn't it be heartbreaking that you had one of your children come home? You had done something for that child and he never said thank you. I've had that happen before. But isn't it heartbreaking when you do something for someone and they never say thank you for it? They just let it go like it's required of you? We ought to always say thank you. Thank you. My grandchildren, the sweetest kids in the world. I have one that's just bubbling over with joy all the time. She's got so much joy it wears you out. But they all, including the little boy, before they leave, they come hug your neck. Say, thank you, Papa. Boy, you know, that means more than anything else that they've done. They can come over and they can wreck your house in 10 minutes. But just to hug and say thank you means so much. They can come over and they can literally leave toys and games everywhere that you can't hardly walk through them. But you put them up and you place them back because they said thank you. They love you and they let you know it. Wouldn't it be bad? It would be not so pleasant if they did all of that and then they run out the door and never say thank you at all. But yet that's the way we do our God, isn't it? So many times in our lives, God has blessed us and given us all that we can have and blessed with here in America. And we don't say thank you at all. God wants us to trust him. He wants us to love him. And he wants us to praise him. When we praise him, it releases the power of God. When we praise him, it gives praises to him. And then thanksgiving also encourages others. Are you an encourager? I think we ought to be. When our little kids come up and they perform, whatever they do, you know, it is a blessing. And we always clap hands for them and, you know, praise them. Because, you know, that encourages them to keep on keeping on. These young students up here, they're up here playing the drums and the guitar and these machines here, whatever they are. And sometimes they ring that cymbal right in my ear. I'm deaf in one ear. But, you know, I thank the Lord that they're serving God. You know, we may not be perfect, but they're serving God. And you ought to encourage them. Lift them up in prayer. You know, some of you have a father and a mother and a child that just needs to hear those words, thank you. Thank you. That's all they need to hear. Have you told your mother? Have you told your father? Have you told your children that God loves them and you love them? Have you just said thank you? It encourages others. And if you want to be a success in life, you need to have an attitude of gratitude. Folks, there's coming a day when we may not have the opportunity to do what we have today. In our country, we're fighting a battle. The devil wants to shut down all of it. And we may not have the religious freedom. You say, oh, it won't happen in the United States. It sure could. And the way things are going, it's very possible. But let me tell you something. No matter what people do, will you be one that says, thank you, Lord, and praise Him no matter the consequences? Paul was. It led him to a prison. But even in that prison, they couldn't stop him from praising God. Be thankful for God, for the blessings He gives. And let Him know that you're thankful for all He's blessed you with. It's Thanksgiving, folks. Let it be made known that God is, we're thankful to God for all the blessings He's given us. If you hadn't paused to say thank you, thank Him today when you sit down at the table to eat lunch. Hold hands with your wife or whatever and say thank you to them. But praise God for His gift of salvation. Now, if you're here this morning and you don't know Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior, I think you need to come to Him and say, Lord, I thank you that I was lost and now I'm found, and I want you to come into my life. Oh, that's a blessing of salvation. If you're here today and you don't have a church home, and you need a church home, we want you to come and join in with this fellowship that we might just worship and praise God together. If you're already a member and you haven't said thank you for God for this building, you hadn't said thank you for God for all He's done in the 34 years that it's been a church, if you hadn't thanked God for all these children and the music program that you have here, then you come and just kneel at the altar and say, thank you, God, for blessing us in these 34 years. Would you do that? Heavenly Father, we thank you today for the thanksgiving that you've given us. Lord, we thank you for the people that have passed our way. Lord, it's been a lot of them, but they've touched our lives. And Lord, I thank you that people will continue to touch our lives. Lord, I pray today that you might bless us and just let us go from this place rejoicing for all that you blessed us with. And we'll give you the glory, for it's in Christ's name we ask it. Amen.